Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated, extending losses in the afternoon session as a slew of economic data failed to alter expectations for further aggressive monetary policy tightening. Dow down 173 points or 0.6%. Broader S&P 500 down 1.1%. Energy, utilities, information technology and real estate all declining over 2% to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. FedEx Corp slumped over 16% in extended trading. That was after the trading shipments company and economic bellwether withdrew its full-year guidance. Also said it will implement cost-cutting initiatives to contend with soft global shipment volumes as macroeconomic trends significantly worsened. Elsewhere, the Biden administration helped to broker a tentative deal with unions to avert a strike, thereby avoiding a rail shutdown, which would have added to supply chain pressures. Union Pacific, as a result, added 0.2%. NASDAQ down 1.4%. Amazon, Apple and Microsoft all down sharply. Apple Inc. is now the Wall Street's biggest short bet, displacing Tesla, which had held the title since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Short interest in Apple was $18.4 billion as of Wednesday. That's against short interest in Tesla, which sits at $17.4 billion, and that's according to research from S3 Partners. Small cap Russell 2000 index losing 0.7%. World Bank and IMF both out with fairly downbeat reports overnight on the global economy. I'll leave you to read those in the written report. On the US corporate earnings front, Adobe tumbled 16.8%. That was after the company said it would buy privately owned software startup Figma, which is a maker of collaborative design tools, in a cash and script deal valued at $20 billion. A number of analysts are suggesting they've paid way over for that business. That announcement came alongside Adobe's third quarter results. In US economic data, retail sales increasing 0.3% in August, following a downwardly revised 0.4% decline in July. That was against economists' forecast for an unchanged reading. Retail sales up 9.1% year on year. Core retail sales are unchanged in August. Elsewhere, New York Fed Empire State Manufacturing Index improved to a reading of -1.5 in September from -31.3 in August. That was better than economists' forecast for a -13.8 print. And the Philly Fed Manufacturing Index slowed to a reading of -9.9 in September from 6.2 in August. That was below economists' forecasts for a positive reading of 2.3. Elsewhere, industrial production decreased 0.2% month on month in August. That was against economists' forecast for a 0.1% increase. Manufacturing output gained 0.1% in August after a 0.6% rise in July. And business inventory is a key component of GDP, increasing 0.6% in July, which was in line with economists' forecasts. All of that, of course, comes ahead of next week's monetary policy meeting by the Fed. European bourses declined despite the banking sector rising 1.7% following an upgrade to the sector by Morgan Stanley. Pan-European Stock 600 index down 0.7%. That was alongside a 0.6% decline for Germany's DAX. Uniper down a further 1% after tumbling over 18% in the previous session. The energy utility confirming it is in talks over increasing the German government's stake from 30% to 50%. Francis CAC down just over 1%. Hennies and Maritz down 5%. That was after the Swedish retailer reported lower than expected third quarter sales growth of 3% against analyst forecast for 5% growth. On the economic data front, final reading of the Eurozone CPI for August is released tonight. London's FTSE 100 inched 0.1% higher, steadying after the heavy losses we saw in the previous session. Vodafone Group up almost 2%. That was following a report that KKR and Global Infrastructure Partners were among the private equity firms competing for a stake in the company's wireless towers unit. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper down 1.2% to be trading just shy of $3.50 a pound, nickel down 4.8%, zinc with a 2.2% decline, aluminium, however, was up 2%. People's Bank of China yesterday leaving the one-year medium-term lending facility steady at 2.75%. That was after they announced a surprise cut of 10 basis points last month. Looking ahead to today, big release in China, namely the activity data for August, which includes industrial production, retail sales and fixed asset investment. Also unemployment rate for August in China and foreign direct investment figures for August. Benchmark spot iron ore slipping 25 cents to $101.05 a metric tonne. Gold futures settling at a more than two-year low, down $31.80 or almost 2% to $1,677.30 an ounce. Benchmark oil prices logging their lowest close since the 8th of September. WTI down $3.38 or 3.8% to $85.10. Brent down $3.26 or 3.5% to $90.84 a barrel. 10-year Treasury yields are rising 4.7 basis points to 3.46%, and the 2-year note yield climbed for a sixth consecutive session, up 9 basis points at 3.87%, highest yield for the short date of maturity since 31st of October 2007. And of course, that saw the spread between the 2-year and 10-year yields further invert to minus 41.3 points. Financial markets now fully pricing in an interest rate increase of at least 75 basis points at the conclusion of the Fed's monetary policy meeting next week, which is, of course, on the 20th and 21st of September, and now a 1 in 5 chance of a 100 basis point hike. Aussie dollar buying around 67 US cents. HIA new home sales for August headline today's Australian Economic Calendar, and RBA Governor Philip Lowe also in the spotlight, appearing before a federal government standing committee on economics.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.